Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager's ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you are listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour lights you up and helps you move forward. Now, this is the holidays, and the holidays are a time often of surprise. And I just got a surprise a few minutes before we went on the air because unfortunately we've been unable to connect with the guest who was scheduled to be on today's show. We were going to be talking with John Murphy. He is the author of a new book called Zentrepreneur. His website is venturemanagementconsultants.com. And even though he's not joining us on the air today, I would love for you to check that site out and check out the book. Since it is the holidays, and since it is the season of surprise, let's go with the flow, and let's open the phones up for your calls. If you would like to connect with me on the air for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, I would love to hear from you. The number here is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. When you call the studio, you'll be connected with the delightful Chrissy, who, by the way, is in charge of all the good music that we get on the show. You'll connect with Chrissy. She'll let me know that you're waiting, and I will bring you on the air. So often this time of year brings up old patterns, old habits, old memories, and sometimes those aren't great memories. And a lot of people who I connect with this time of year are wanting to release, to move past the old way of looking at this time of year and into a new way of looking at this time of year. Now, I'm going to leave the lines open for your calls at 800-930-2819. But in an additional surprise, oh my goodness, the fun never ends. John Murphy is with us. And so what we're going to do is we will have a combo platter. We're going to talk about Zentrepreneurship with John Murphy. And I will also, if you want to call in, let Chrissy know that you want a reading on the air and I will get to you as fast as I can. Let me tell you a little bit about John Murphy. I'm looking here for his little bio that he sent in. Now I can tell you something about John Murphy. He is an award-winning American author, speaker, business consultant, and a Zentrepreneur. Drawing on a diverse collection of experiences as a corporate director, collegiate football player, spiritual mystic, and management coach, John has written 16 books and advised countless corporate clients on building businesses with presence. His newest book, called Zentrepreneur, is available at Amazon. It's on his website. It's on many, many other online book outlets. His website is venturemanagementconsultants.com. John, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much, and good morning.
Good morning, and happy holiday surprise to you.
Yes, indeed. I love this time of year.
Absolutely. Me too. Now, the name of your book is Zentrepreneur. What is it that made you want to combine that art of Zen with the science of being a business person, of entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that need is the mother of all innovation and invention. And I've been a business consultant for 25 years. And what I've noticed is that there's really, in so many businesses around the world, a fear factor, an intimidation factor, an ego factor, a divisive and dualistic nature, which is the ego expression, where everything's divided, everything's right, wrong, us, them, competitive. And it results in an absence of balance and presence and poise and confidence. And the result really is just a lot of people stressed and anxious and worried as they go about their day and as they go about their work. So I've been practicing spirituality in a variety of forms, if you will, over my entire lifetime. And I've been fascinated by the practice of Zen, which is really about well-being and presence, patience, and, yin and yang, which is seeing beyond the right, wrong, us, them, dualistic mind to the contemplative. We need both yin yes. and yang. We need up to understand down. We need dark to understand light. And without that contrast, we really know nothing. And when you combine that awareness, that awakening, that presence with action, which is entrepreneurship and taking risk and making good change, you get this entrepreneur. And I really think there's one in all of us. We all want to make good change in one way or another, but sometimes we don't have a good channel to do it. We don't have a receptive audience, or we don't have the right tool set. So that's what I do. I help people awaken and make good change.
And it's so that what you're talking about, what I think of as right action, when it's time to take a risk, when it's time to move forward, doing that from a grounded place gives you much better results than just like freaking out and choosing something. So I love that groundedness that you're bringing to this work.
Well, it's very true. And, you mentioned in the little bio, I grew up very athletic and I was a quarterback at Notre Dame. And one of the things about being a quarterback is when you walk up to the line of scrimmage and you're about to, run a play, the truth is you don't know what's going to happen. You have a play called, you have a goal, and you have a team united to pursue that goal. You've practiced all week. But the truth is there's uncertainty about the future. Now, the key is if you start freaking out, becoming anxious and stressed because you really don't know what's going to happen, hey, maybe I'm going to get hurt, or maybe we're going to lose the ball, or maybe we're going to, do something stupid, the whole team falls apart. That's just no good. So we have to have poise, we have to have composure and confidence and that Zen-like nature to lead effectively.
And it also allows you, as you are, yes, as an entrepreneur working alone, but as you're working with the team, as you say, as a business person, it allows you not just to ground yourself, but to keep your team focused as well by calling them back to those practices.
Oh, absolutely. Whether we realize it or not, we're being watched all the time. And, and people smell fear. People feel fear. It's in the air. So if I've got a boss that's, fearful, intimidated, weak, so to speak, and not willing to take certain risks, not willing to take charge. It's discrediting. We lose credibility, and at the end of the day, great leaders have great credibility.
That's true, and great leaders also stand the test of time. Right? You're going for the long play, and not just the short sprint when you're working on a big project like this.
Well, that's right, and not everything's going to go right. I've had mishaps all through life, and yet I don't consider them failures unless I quit. As long as I learn something from my mistakes, as long as I learn something from a mishap. It's like that quarterback going up the line of scrimmage. Sometimes you gain yardage, sometimes you score, and sometimes you lose ground. But you got to look past all of that to the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is, oftentimes what we perceive it right now as pain and suffering and failure and loss in the larger scheme of things is a wonderful blessing in disguise, and I've seen that over and over and over in my lifetime, where what I thought at the moment was something negative turned out to be something very positive. And I find just great grace in all of that, and great awareness.
Wonderful. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is John Murphy, author of the new book, Zentrepreneur. When we come back after this short break, Christine from California will get a quick on-air reading. And I'm also going to be talking to John about why so many good ideas, why we don't act on them, what holds us back. We'll be right back after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is John Murphy. He is the author of the new book, Zentrepreneur. You can find out more about John and about his work at venturemanagementconsultants.com. Now, before we come back to John, we're going to connect with Christine in California. She's called in for an on-air intuitive reading. And Christine, you're on the air. Welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you.
Hi. What can I take a look at for you today?
Hi, Karen. I'm so glad to be here, so thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very
welcome. Sorry?
You're very welcome.
Oh, thanks. I'm definitely in transition, and by the way, I'll just jump in really quickly and say I'm so glad to know about John Murphy. I wasn't familiar with him before, and the topic is just very pertinent for me, so that's great. But anyway, so I'm in transition, and I'm looking for some guidance on some of my next best steps. I'm in the process of moving towards heart-centered work, and there's a lot going on in my head, so I'm looking to help focus.
Oh, wonderful. And John, if you'd like to chime in here, you absolutely can, because this is right up your alley. Christine, when I take a look at your energy, you show me tremendous creativity, and I feel like there's almost, you know, if you never clean that little filter in the dryer where the fuzz, you know, comes after mm-hmm. you've done the laundry, you have so much creativity. It's like your filter is full right now. And one of the best next steps for you might be to give yourself a little bit of a chance to discharge, to let out, to express as much of yourself as you can possibly do it, so that you are clearing the ground for new stuff. You've got a lot of inspiration coming in right now. I'd love to see you brainstorming. I'd love to see you covering enormous sheets of paper from top to bottom with your writing. I would love to see you painting, drawing, singing, laughing, expressing yourself in as many ways as you can. When you tell spirit, when you validate, when you affirm, when you say, yes, I will express myself creatively, it opens you up to new ideas, so that it's not just what you have received now, it's what you may receive. And so by clearing the slate in that way, you're going to find that you get even more inspiration to move forward. Now, John, I know from your work as a consultant, helping people move into heart-centered business and do it in a way that is in integrity, is there anything you'd want to share with Christine?
Yeah, hi, Christine. I first thing that comes to my mind is that, you know, in addition to brainstorming, you want a heartstorm, or a better word might be heartwarm, huh. Meaning that a lot of times people struggle between head and heart, and the head gets in the way of the heart. So the head is saying, you know what, you really shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't try that. This isn't a good time. You know, it's throwing logic at it, particularly the left brain. It's thrown a lot of analysis, and through that process, you know, you're often hearing a lot of self-doubt. And in the book Zentrepreneur, there's a chapter there called the Yeah Buts. Yeah, it's a good idea, but, you know, yeah, you should do more painting, but there's no time for that. Yeah, you should change jobs or careers, but then how are you going to, you know, pay your bills? So we all, you know, we all have some of that going on, and it's important that we manage that tension in an optimal way. But I, you know, to be heart-centered, you got to really listen to the heart, and you've got to really pay attention to what warms the heart, what really inspires you. You know, inspiration comes from inside out, whereas motivation comes from outside in. So it's more than motivation. You know, a lot of people are motivated by pay or title or certain external things. Inspiration is really more about what do I wake up every day feeling excited about and passionate about? And so listen carefully to the heart. Balance that with a fair degree of practical logic, because, you know, the brain has a purpose. and find that common ground. And that's where your sweet spot is.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that. Is that helpful to you, Christine?
You know what? Both of your comments are very helpful. I think I do need to clear some of my headspace and also allow, you know, myself, you know, listen a little more to my inner wisdom. And also something I need to work on is embracing the unknown and just knowing, you know, I'm not going to see the path ahead, so just to be comfortable taking those steps forward and knowing that the answers will come. But no, these are great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Christine. Thank you so much. I love the yeah, but, John. And I've been guilty of that myself on many occasions. Yeah, but I'm sure I'm going to get better at that soon, someday, when I have time. When we have those good ideas, when people are chock full of inspiration, why don't we do anything, right? When we run up against that resistance, why is it that we stop, do you think?
Well, a major barrier is fear. And, you know, fear is human. It's common. It's survival. And but it's also an illusion. It's a creation of the mind. It's not real unless we make it real, meaning that, you know, what scares you may not scare me, and vice versa. It's something that we see in the mind's eye, and we accept it to be true. Fear is a learned thing. It's not something we're born with. So we have to learn how to let go. And this is something that I urge Christine to do, too. And I teach this. It's we have to let go to let flow. So if we really want to experience flow in life, spiritual flow, timelessness, presence, balance, patience, well-being, cash flow, prosperity, generosity, forgiveness, freedom, it's all about flow. And the spirit is all about flow. The problem is we get in our own way. And we get in our own way because we cage ourselves, and we cage our spirit. And so the only way to really get into the zone, so to speak, and really flow is to identify things we have to let go of. A lot of people think we have to add on, and we're all good at adding on and making things more complicated and complex. Einstein once said any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. So genius, which is really of the heart, is about letting go to let flow. It's about getting out of our own way. And I metaphorically, I use closets as an example. You know, we have a tendency to fill up closets, and then we think we need more closets. You know, we do the same thing with time. We fill up our time, and then we need more time. And we start saying, yeah, but I don't have time to exercise. And yeah, but I don't have time to spend with more time with my family or my friends. And yeah, but I can't go today because I've got other things to do. And we go through life with all these excuses, and they're just programs running through the mind. And so we have to learn how to delete a lot of these programs. And, you know, like a computer, when you delete the viruses, in this case, the viruses of the mind, the limiting beliefs, the fears, the doubts, the anxieties, when we hit the delete button and we clear all of that, wow. You know, the energy is amazing, and with law of attraction and intuitive guidance, we accomplished things we never dreamed possible. And then we did it because we got out of our own way.
What would you say the first step is to getting out of your own way?
Well, another book I wrote called Beyond Doubt, Four Steps to Inner Peace. I'll just talk to those four steps because they're very powerful. Step one is let be. Step two is let go. Step three is let see. And step four is let flow. And so it's iterative too. It's not linear, meaning it's circular. So once we go through the what I call the ring of peace, we're back to where we started. And as we continue to practice that ring, we ascend, we awaken. So the first step is let be. And what that means is accept what is. Stop shoulding on yourself. I should have this, I should have that. Stop looking to cast blame. Stop looking at the world as negative and problematic. It just is what it is. So when we let be, we just get grounded in the present. We become present. And we let go of judgment then, and we let go of limiting beliefs. So that's the second phase. We let go of fear. We let go of this ego attachment. Let go of all of this. We start letting go of things in our closet. We free up space. We free up time. We free up capacity. So we have to, you know, in the Buddhist tradition, you know, it's the wisdom of the empty bowl. The Heart Sutra is all about letting go of a full bowl, because the only way we can accept more into the bowl is if we empty it. So when we wake up every day and we empty ourselves, we surrender, so to speak, to thy will be done as opposed to my will, we become available for flow. We become available for spiritual flow. And then when that happens, when we let be and we let go, we see things differently. The very people that used to annoy us or bother us suddenly become teachers. And you know, we're no longer annoyed by certain things that people do. We just understand that we see it from a different perspective, okay? And then from that different perspective, you know, when we see it when we believe it. So when we shift our perception and our belief system to what can be done as opposed to what can't, we experience flow. So, you know, the let be, let go, let see, let flow model as a daily repetition and practice opens us up to the vast opportunity and prosperity that surrounds us all the time.
Wow. This is wonderful stuff. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we're talking with John Murphy. His new book is Zentrepreneur, and you can find out more about John and about his work at venturemanagementconsultants.com. And when we come back after this break, I want to talk with you, John, about the question why, and why that question is so important, and also to hear maybe from your own experience some stories about people who've put these practices into operation and have changed their life, have moved forward as entrepreneurs. It's Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm here with John Murphy. He is the author of the new book, Zentrepreneur. You can find out more about John and his work at venturemanagementconsultants.com. Before we went to the break, John, we were talking a little bit about those four steps to inner peace, ways that we can let go and get out of our own way. And it was making me wonder, is there ever a time when we should be paying attention to resistance, paying attention to fear, instead of trying to always delete it, trying to get it out of the way. Does that fear ever serve a greater purpose?
Well, yeah, and that's part of the let be. You know, the problem is anything we resist, we actually make stronger. So if we go into this denial and this resistance mode, I always say it's like driving your car with the brakes on. You know, most people say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you drive with the brakes on? You're going to burn more energy and not as safe and not as economical. But yet we do the very same thing in life. We go through life with the brakes on. You know, we talk ourselves out of things. We don't raise our hand in the classroom, even though we've got the answer. We don't speak up when we should. We don't include other people. We fall into cliques and we fall into these little habits. And so, and we're all creatures of habit. So the idea is to pay attention to the habits. And I say tendencies. Pay attention to your tendencies, because within any one tendency, there are literally thousands of subconscious thoughts. So if we're running on programs, and 95% of our day is run on subconscious programs, you know, it's our autopilot, and we're not getting the results we want to in life, we have to examine the programs we're running on. Well, the problem is a lot of these programs are subconscious, meaning they're beneath our conscious level of thinking, so we don't even know they're there. So we don't really understand why we're afraid, why we've got resistance and things like that. So, of course, we need to pay attention to what we pay attention to. And that sounds kind of funny, but a lot of people don't. So let's pay attention to why we're running into resistance or why we're being resistant. Let's pay attention to why we perceive a certain situation as fearful. Let's pay attention to resistance. Why are we not getting acceptance? So an entrepreneur, for example, goes to a bank and says, hey, I want to borrow, you know, $1 million. I got this great idea. And the bank, of course, says, well, I want to see what this idea is, and I want to see your business plan. And after all of that, the bank might still say, no, I don't think this is right. Sorry. That's a form of denial or resistance or rejection, right? So we want to say, well, why did they turn me down? By the way, that's no different than I've got an idea, I express it to my boss or my spouse or my child, you know, and they reject it. Well, why do they reject it? Let's pay attention to that. What are they seeing in their mind's eye that is causing them to say, I don't think I like that idea, or I'm not aligned, I'm not on board. And we're always kind of playing detective. We're uncovering opportunity. So maybe I need to go back and make a few changes to my business plan, or maybe I need to present it in a different kind of way, or maybe I'm completely missing a key element. You know, in other words, maybe this feedback is helping me avoid a huge mistake, a risk I didn't see. And it's important, because a lot of entrepreneurs try and fail and try and fail and try and fail numerous times because they're not paying attention to what they pay attention to. They're not listening.
And part of that, one of the things that I like about the book, John, is that there are great tools in there for figuring out what to do when you have a UDE. Can you share what a UDE is? I love this.
Sure. A UDE is an undesirable effect. It's something going on. It's a result, an effect, something going on in our lives, a symptom that we don't like. It's undesirable. So it could be, you know, I'm out of shape, or I'm not making enough money, or I'm in debt, or I'm in a lousy relationship, or I'm not in a relationship and I'd like to be, or I'm making mistakes at work, whatever. And we start with that effect, and we listen to them, we pay attention to them. So it's like keeping score. What's the score? And I'd say a lot of times it's like you go in front of the doctor and getting a checkup, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol's high, or your blood sugar's low, or, you know, you're 10 pounds overweight or whatever. So that's the effect. And we all have effects, some desirable, some undesirable. So start by looking at your undesirable effects, you know, time, finances, social, spiritual, whatever. You know, I don't feel grounded. I don't feel connected. I don't feel like I'm living my purpose or my passion. You know, I don't feel passion for what I'm doing. Those are effects. And so then the trick is next to find out what the causes are of those effects. So cause and effect analysis takes us to where the real action is. Because it's kind of like saying, you know, if I have a headache and I go to the doctor, the doctor says, well, you have a headache. You go, well, yeah, that's why I'm here. Well, then what you need to do is take an aspirin. Okay, that's not solving the problem. That's just putting a Band-Aid on it, so to speak. It's treating a symptom without getting to the root cause. Now, if I go to the doctor and the doctor says, well, let me take a look at you here. And you know what? I notice there's inflammation in your neck, and that's probably causing a headache. And the inflammation, now that I look at it, is actually caused by your hips are out of alignment. So you're favoring one side. You may not even be aware of this, but what you really need to do is get your hips realigned. And that'll improve everything. You'll never have to take an aspirin again. Hmm. And people go, huh? Are you telling me I need to fix my hips, to fix my head? And the answer is yeah, because that's what we call systems thinking. And the human body is a wonderful example of a system, a variety of systems, all is one, by the way. But it's the same thing in business, where if I've got a customer who's mad at us and they're calling in an 800 number to complain, and we're trying to put a Band-Aid or an aspirin on it at the 800 number level, at the customer service level, which we've offshored to, you know, India or Pakistan or something, and we're not solving the problem at the root cause level, which is why they're calling in the first place. The product doesn't work or the service was lousy. We're not aligning the hips to resolve the problem in an intelligent, wise, sustainable kind of way. We're just putting Band-Aids on it. Mm. And at the end of the day, you know, Karen, that just causes more and more stress in the world because it's burning people out.
And it creates more resistance. If I am, let's say I'm pursuing a business idea, I'm pursuing an idea to change my life, and I am continuing to not address the root issues, that generates more resistance. The more I push, the more out of alignment I become. And that you can lead yourself to not a very great place if you go down that road.
Exactly. So genius is about getting to root cause, you know. And if we don't do that and we throw solutions at the symptoms, we end up with what we often call side effects. So we keep dealing with the symptom, and then we end up creating other problems. So we solve one problem temporarily, and we create three more. Now your liver's messed up because you're taking all these aspirin or whatever. And, you know, we're actually we're throwing things more and more and more out of balance, when the real secret to healthy and prosperous life is balance. And when we're out of balance, things start going wrong. When we're in balance, we feel whole, we feel complete, we feel purposeful, we feel alive. That's when we're really in touch with spirit.
And it opens us to being guided. It opens up us to receive that intuitive whisper, that connection with spirit that shows us the next step.
Well, exactly. When we're present and we get all the noise out of the way and all the barriers and constraints, then we hear things very differently. So we hear that intuitive guidance. We hear that spiritual guidance. We're much more awake. And when our days are clouded with noise and inner voice chatter, mental chatter, and this anxiety and this imbalance, it can become habit and it can become drama, and we feed on it. And for a lot of people, quite honestly, peace is boring. You know, they love the drama. You know, they love the firefighting.
Well, and it can start to feel safe. It can start to feel like this is what I know. I know this drama. I know this resistance. I know this out of alignment-ness. And so if I do try to let go, if I do try to open to flow, maybe I won't have this thing that's keeping me safe anymore.
Well, yeah, that's right. And, you know, for a lot of people, letting go seems weak. It seems like surrender. It seems like, huh? you really, you think people should let go? That seems careless. It seems, you know, weak. It's just the opposite. And this is what the great masters have taught for many centuries and millennium is that when we surrender to a higher power, when we surrender to intuitive guidance, and we surrender to source energy, and we surrender to Holy Spirit, and whatever words you want to use to describe it, we open ourselves up to a much greater source of wisdom, of power, of grace, and we get out of our own way. When we think we've got all the answers and we insist on being right, we insist on knowing everything, and we insist on this ego approach to life, all we're doing is closing the door on a much higher power, and we're getting in our own way.
Mm. And that closes the door to that greater, to that step forward, to that heart-centered connection that we're looking for. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is John Murphy. His new book is Zentrepreneur. That's on Amazon.com. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's everywhere. You can find out more about John and his work at VentureManagementConsultants.com. We'll be right back with John after this.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Well, all right. Start ya. Citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, partying on the mothership with John Murphy. He is the author of the new book, Zentrepreneur, among many other books. You can find out more about John and his work at venturemanagementconsultants.com. And John, we were talking about how when we have UDEs, when there are undesired effects, when there are things that we're seeing that we're not happy with, one of the tools that we can use is something that you call the five whys, to take a look at what happened and now why did that happen. Can you say a little bit about the five whys?
Oh, sure. And I love the five whys. In fact, I used the tool just yesterday with a big client in Chicago. The five whys, it's actually a tool that was developed many years ago out of Toyota. And the idea is there's genius when you get beneath the third, fourth, the fifth level of why, whereas most people stop looking at one or two whys. In fact, a lot of people don't even like to question why. They always think of that little kid that keeps asking why, and it seems annoying. The truth is we have to have that inquiry and that curiosity to drill down to true cause and effect. So you got a UDE, and you say, well, why do I have this UDE? And instead of stopping at the first level of why, you know, why do I have the headache? And really finding out, well, there's inflammation. And why is there inflammation? Because I'm favoring one side. Why am I doing that? Because my hips are out of alignment. And you start getting down to at a systems level where the real genius and the real solutions are. I give a simple example in the book where it's like, George is late for work. Well, why is George late for work? Because his car won't start. Well, why won't his car start? Well, because the battery's dead. Well, why is the battery dead? Well, George left his lights on. Well, why did George leave his lights on? Well, he forgot. Well, why did he forget? Well, there was nothing to remind him. Now, that might seem a little silly, but believe me, if you're in the automotive industry and you have thousands and thousands of cases like this where people forgot to turn their lights off and the battery died, what could you do from an engineering perspective to resolve that? In Japan, they call it poka-yoke, which means mistake-proof. What could we do to mistake-proof it so that George doesn't even have to worry about shutting his lights off? So today you see cars where if the car doesn't shut the lights off automatically, there's at least some bells or whistles or some reminder to tell George to, hey, shut your lights off. And so it's a way to prevent problems from ever happening rather than solve them after they do. So the genius is in prevention of problems, not waiting until you've already got them and then trying to figure out how to solve them. And a lot of times we get that backwards. We run around putting out fires, solving problems, and then wondering why we don't have more time to relax or exercise or play with our kids or whatever. It's because we're wasting a lot of our time due to the fact that we haven't prevented a lot of these problems from happening.
And, you know, I hadn't thought of this until I was just listening to you say this. I wonder if those five whys could also be a wonderful tool for innovation. Because if I look at something that I have that isn't working for me properly, I can look at why doesn't it work. If I can drill down to those levels, I might be able to come up with an idea maybe for something that other people are finding doesn't work, right? Something to solve an existing problem, something to shift perspective, make the world a little bit better just by asking myself, why isn't this working for me, what I've got now?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Karen, the book's Entrepreneur is all about innovation and getting past fear and getting into a point of fearlessness. So, you know, chapter one is what if. Like just asking the question what if and contemplating what if I did this, what if I did that. You're opening the mind and the heart mind to possibilities, to opportunities. Chapter two is why do it. Chapter three, which I love, is why not. Why not do it? So to your point about innovation, you know, why not try something different? You know, why not do it? And so, yeah, and with the five, and, you know, with the five whys, we get down to a lot of root causes. If we come up with solutions, it's important to ask not just why do it, but why not do it? You know, what are some of the risks? What are some things we'd have to overcome? And then all of a sudden, you know, why not have our phone be our camera? Why not have our phone be our GPS system? Why not have our phone be a flashlight? Huh. Why not have our phone drive our car home for us at night? That's coming. You know, why not? And so these open, curious inquiries are what lead to such fascinating discoveries. And within every one of us is a spirit seeking that fascinating expression, that creative manifestation. It's what we're all about. So when we get out of our own way, we learn to open up and surrender a little bit and ask the right questions and then contemplate without premature judgment and criticism. Wow, the world just it's an amazing place for us to grow, which is what we're meant to do.
And it allows us to step into that flow, the flow that's already there, but that we hold ourselves back from out of fear.
That's exactly right. The flow is always there. It's always surrounding us. It's like music, you know, in the air. We don't hear it because we aren't tuned into it. It doesn't mean it isn't playing. You know, that when we have the proper receiver, you know, we can pick up this show. This show is playing right now, but a lot of people don't hear it because they aren't tuned into it. So the flow is always there. And that the more aware, the more awake we become, the more tuned in we are to that flow. And then using that flow to guide us, to, nurture us, to help us grow and prosper. And I always say this to people, you know, and I've been a great studier and practicer of the Tao Te Ching, and the great Tao is the great current, great flow of life. And it's like grass doesn't have to try to grow green. An oak tree doesn't have to try to grow tall. It is meant to. It's its essence. It's in its DNA. It's what it's meant to be. So we don't have to try to grow. What we have to do is let go of the resistance and the self-imposed limitations and the constraints and the obstacles that we allow to get in our way. Let them go and then let flow.
Oh, John, thank you so much for being on the show today. Can you let people know how they can connect with you through your website and also what's next for you? You're busy.
Yeah, I'm busy and I love it. You know, I'm in flow. And, true to the Zentrepreneur, you know, one of the chapters is now what? And the truth is, I don't know. I've got ideas. I've got plenty of ideas and additional books I'd like to write. I have two more coming out before the end of the year. One just coming out now. I'll probably write more next year. I'm very busy traveling around the world teaching and giving executive education. I can be reached via my website, which is venturemanagementconsultants.com. There's an email address there. And that's probably the best way to try to reach me, simply because I am on the road so much. And then I'm actually going to be giving a live presentation in Los Angeles in February at the Conscious Life Expo. And so, anybody out in that area or willing to travel, I'll be out there. And I don't give a whole lot of public appearances right now, just because of my schedule. But I do make three or four a year. I did one in Chicago last summer at the Whole Life Expo. I just gave one in New York and at the New Life Expo.
Wow. But,
I'm Googleable. and I just love to help people in any way I can.
Oh, John, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you. That is all the time we have for today. I'll ask you to check out John's website. That's venturemanagementconsultants.com. And while you're online, check out karenhager.com and click on everything. Go ahead. You know you want to. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.